1340WNBS.com presents the Neil Bradley Show, your expanded look at local and regional sports with weekly guests or experts in their field. With today's show, here's Neil Bradley.
Hey, welcome to the program. Another Monday has hit us, so we're through another week of college and high school football. We're going to look back on everything that happened, give you the scores, also look ahead to the week in the Ohio Valley Conference as league play begins this Saturday, but not for Murray State. It's the Racers' bye week, so they will not be playing this week. But let's get you caught up with the Racers and begin with the game at Kentucky. All in all, I think the team played about as well as you could expect in these kind of games when you're going up against an iffy, a bowl division team. You sometimes have a shot at winning if you play perfectly. This is not an iffy team. This is a pretty good team that Kentucky has. Are they top 25 caliber? I'll tell you what, we'll know that, a lot more about that, when they play Mississippi State this week. They pick up that victory, I'm pretty sure they're going to get into the top 25. That would give them two top 25 victories. And as long as there's some activity at the bottom of the top 25, UK should be in there. They picked up more votes this week. I think they're 31st in terms of votes. So they're bubbling under. And a win over Mississippi State, who is in the top 20, would likely boost them. But they look, you know, I think the Racers did a lot to take them out of what they wanted to do. Murray State getting the first sack of the year against Terry Wilson. He was sackless in his first two games. Kenny Wooten getting the sack on Wilson. But he still had a good day, rushed for 163 yards, 42 of that on one touchdown carry. Threw for 163, rushed for 42 of that on the one touchdown carry. It was decent at the half, 17-3, but Kentucky pulled away from the Racers in the second half for the 48-10 win in Lexington. Murray getting a Gabriel Vicente 29-yard field goal to end the half. And third-string quarterback Preston Rice with a really impressive 21-yard run with 30 seconds remaining. Was wanting to throw, didn't see anything, decided to run. I was really, really impressed with what I saw. I know Mitch Stewart very high on Rice, who is expected to take the helm next year. And we've talked about this, and we're not putting the cart ahead of the horse. We certainly hope this isn't the case. But as of right now, Drew Anderson is the starting quarterback for the Racers. And if they stay in the hunt in the OVC, likely he'll get the playing time. But if it does go south for the Racers in OVC play, well, there come a time where the Racers go, let's take a look at the future. Let's see what Rice can do here at the end. Is he our guy? Or do we have to go out and get somebody else? I mean, that is a legitimate thing that you got to think about. Hopefully, we don't have to think about it this year, because the real season for the Racers begins a week from this Saturday. It doesn't matter. I mean, they're 0-3 now. Had they been 3-0, it has zero effect. This isn't like basketball. You don't get at large bids in terms of what you've done against other teams. You have to do something in your league. So the Racers' quest for a championship and to make postseason play begins this Saturday. Murray State taking on, or excuse me, a week from this Saturday when UT Martin comes in. Everyone else again beginning play this week. Before we talk about the other games this past weekend, at the end of the contest, Aaron Clayton, who's helping me, he's the color analyst for the games, also the sideline reporter on the post game. He spoke with the head coach of the Racers, Mitch Stewart. Here's what he had to say after the contest.
Minus the second half, let's talk about that first half. Great, great job defensively here tonight, holding their running backs like Benny Snell an average about 3 yards per carry. And then, of course, you getting those consistent drives, limiting the turnovers when we couldn't convert in the goal-to-goal situations. All in all, a much better effort from week to week, especially from last week to now here in Lexington this week.
Yeah, well, you know, we came up here to win. That was what we did this trip for, and we didn't do that, so we fell short of that. However, we did compete very hard. I am extremely encouraged and excited about the defense. Anytime that you're going up against a running back like that, you've got your work cut out for you. And I thought we did a phenomenal job kind of keeping him in check in the first half. And then in the second half, we just kind of wore down. In the first half, I thought offensively we did a nice job, converted some third downs and kept the chains moving, kept some time moving off the clock, which is kind of what we wanted to do today. And then, again, we just kind of wore down in the second half, and then we come back, and I was really, really, really encouraged and excited for Preston Rice, the redshirt freshman quarterback, to get in there at the end and take a drive down there and then get him a rushing touchdown and kind of bulldoze some people, and that's just the type of player he is, and got the sideline fired up. But overall, you know, a lot to learn from these 3 weeks of the start of this season. And it's like I told the boys just now, you know, the good thing is we get us a bye week, we can heal up, and we're battle tested now. We've had 3 weeks that we knew were going to be tough going into this year, and now we're battle tested right when it counts the most going into OVC play.
Absolutely, and talk about that. In 2 weeks, UT Martin, not going to get any easier, but being battle-tested now has prepared you for that moment, knowing that if you tighten everything up, you finish those drives, you keep the turnovers to a minimum, this could be a very special season like we talked about last week at Central Arkansas, but it all starts in 2 weeks at home against the Martin Skyhawks.
Yeah, and it's our season starts now, and that's kind of the way we're going to approach it. That's the way we just talked about it with our players. You know, these first 3 weeks, like I said, were good for us to figure a lot of things out about our team and about our personnel, and now we take those things that we figured out, we tighten the screws here, we tighten the screws there, and we get everything in place for this OVC run, and I still believe that that's a phenomenal football team in that locker room, man. They believe in one another, they fight with one another, they play with one another, they compete their face off, and that's all you can ask for as a coach.
That is Aaron Clayton, along with head coach Mitch Stewart, for the post game. This week, the Racers are off. We'll find out a bit about what the Racers have planned in the off week at today's press conference. Tonight on Hey Coach, we'll ask the coach questions. Remember, if you have some questions for the coach, some comments, Hey Coach Show, H-E-A, Hey Coach Show at gmail.com. And we'll get to those in the second half of the program tonight. Or we invite you to just join us live, 6 o'clock at the Big Apple Cafe. You can chat in person with the coach, ask questions there too. And also have a chance to win some merchandise. 6 o'clock, we'll broadcast that on Froggy 103.7. The other OVC game Saturday saw Chattanooga defeat Murray State's next opponent, 34-24. Chattanooga might crack the top 25 poll. They're 3-0. I voted them, I believe, right at the bottom, maybe 25th in the poll. But Chattanooga with the win over Martin. Bowling Green, they trailed early but held on to beat Eastern Kentucky 42-35. Very impressed with EKU. What about Austin Peay? You gave up 40 points to non-scholarship Morehead State on the road. But you can do that if you score 78. Austin Peay with a 78-40 victory. Southeast Missouri, the battle for the wheel, the traveling trophy. I watched the end of this game. We got home early enough. I saw most of the fourth quarter, and SEMO looked really good. They defeated SIU 48-44, and Indiana State in another shootout, downing Eastern Illinois 55-41. So the winning scores in OVC games this week were 49, 34, 42, 78, 48, and 55. Lot of offense. Tennessee State Hampton canceled because of Hurricane Florence. That will not be made up. Some regional interest games before we get to this week's OVC stuff. Louisville beat Western Kentucky 20-17. Tennessee shut out UTEP 24-0. Vanderbilt fell to 8th-ranked Notre Dame. Good game there. We listened to some of that one on the way back up. 22-17, your final score. So before we talk about this week's schedule, here are your honorees for the OVC. Your Offensive Player of the Week, Marquise Terry. He set OVC records for rushing yards, 311, and all-purpose yards, 438, as Southeast Missouri won 48-44 against SIU. The record he broke was a Murray State record, the OVC rushing record held by Murray State Steve Cheney. He had 310 yards. I believe that was against Austin Peay back in 2005. The 311 yards, the most by an NCAA player at any level of football this season. So he is the Offensive Player of the Week. That was an easy pick. The Defensive Player of the Week, linebacker Steven Crowder out of Eastern Kentucky, had 11 tackles, a sack, and an interception in EKU's close call against FBS foe Bowling Green. Matt Renya is the specialist of the week out of Eastern Illinois. He returned a first quarter kickoff 96 yards for a touchdown and finished Saturday's game against Indiana State with 160 kickoff return yards on four attempts. He's one of 12 players at the FCS level to take a kickoff back for a touchdown this season and the first EIU player to do that since October 2015. And Jonathan Brantley, quarterback for Eastern Illinois, is the newcomer of the week. He's a transfer from Tulane. He was 37-49 for 443 yards and four touchdowns, no picks in Eastern Illinois' loss to Indiana State. As we said, this week it begins. Ohio Valley Conference play for eight teams. Austin Peay is at UT Martin. That is a huge game. Tennessee State is at Eastern Illinois. Southeast Missouri at Eastern Kentucky. And Tennessee Tech will play at Jacksonville State. JSU at least ending the week as the only ranked team. There's a chance Austin Peay could creep back into the top 25 this week. We shall see. But that has you caught up with everything in the Ohio Valley Conference and in college football. Let's check some other things. Murray State men's golf coming home with a fourth place finish Sunday at the EKU Intercollegiate in Richmond. The Racers finished with a three-round total of 863. Eastern Michigan won the title with an 838. The best finish for the Racers came from Gabe Wheeler. He earns a spot in 13th with a 214. Freshman Dalton Bagwell finished 17th with a 215. SIUE's Kyle Slattery won a playoff for medalist honors. Up next for the Racers, the SIUE Derek Donlink Invitational in Madison, Illinois. That begins September 24th. Murray State Volleyball back in action Saturday at the Billiken Invitational. They took down St. Louis 3-1, then were swept by Missouri Kansas City. So they are 6-6 as they are in OVC play this Friday night at UT Martin. Then they play at SEMO on Saturday. Murray State soccer match against Georgia yesterday canceled due to inclement weather in Athens. It will not be made up. The Racers resume OVC play this week with matches at Eastern Illinois on Friday and SIUE on Sunday. High school football, Hunter Utley threw three touchdown passes and Mark Thompson ran for three as Murray High took advantage of five turnovers and a 48-20 domination of Marshall County Friday night in Draffenville. The Tigers now have their nose above water. They're 3-2. They host Russellville this Friday. Dario Stribling ran for a pair of touchdowns, but Callaway County was undone by three red zone turnovers and a 36-33 loss at Hancock County on Friday. The 1-3 Lakers are on the road this Friday at Madisonville North Hopkins. In other games Friday night, it was Graves County and Mayfield hooking up in the battle for the Birds. This was no battle. Mayfield 56, Graves County 21. Carver, Alabama defeated McCracken County 39-26. Fulton County 62, South Fulton 16. How about Fulton County? What, 4-0? Seriously? I think something like that. What a start. Let's see. Tillman beat Hopkinsville 47-13. Union County 59. Ballard Memorial 14. Todd Central wins a 1-0 forfeit against Fulton City. Not enough players. Trigg County over Russellville 45-16. Russellville, of course, Murray High's next opponent. Madisonville North Hopkins over Hopkins Central 42-6. Madisonville is Callaway's next opponent. Crittenden County down Webster County 48-13. And Caldwell County defeated Henderson County 34-0. Henderson County's score is missing on my sheet, but we do know Caldwell County won that game. Saturday boys soccer scores. Callaway County wins 2. They defeat Evansville Harrison 3-0. And they defeated Ohio County 3-0. Callaway County hosts Mayfield in a girls boys doubleheader tonight at the Nick Soccer Complex. Girls soccer scores from Saturday. Murray High defeated Madisonville North Hopkins 3-1. And Murray High defeated Franklin County 3-2. One volleyball match on tap tonight. Nothing over the weekend, but Murray High will play at Tillman tonight at 6. Blaine Gabbert threw a touchdown pass in his first start of the season as the Tennessee Titans edged the Texans 20-17 at Nissan Stadium. Starting quarterback Marcus Mariota held out of the game as he continues to nurse an elbow injury. Starting safety Kevin Biard also threw a touchdown pass for Tennessee, which improved to 1-1. Adam Wainwright tossed six innings of shutout ball as the Cardinals blanked the Dodgers 5-0 at Busch Stadium. Wainwright allowed two hits, struck out nine for the victory. As he turned back the clock, he looked like the same old Waino. That curveball was really on last night. great control with everything, and they really had to have that. St. Louis got on the board in the second when Marcell Ozuna led off the inning with a homer. Turned out that's all they would need. Yadier Molina drove in two. Jed Jerko added an RBI single for the Cards. They're now tied with L.A. for the second National League wildcard spot. The Cardinals on the road to open a three-game series against the Braves tonight. Miles Michaelis takes the rubber for St. Louis in the 6:35 game, 5:40 the airtime on 1340 WNBS. Congratulations in order to the Memphis Redbirds. They won their second straight Pacific Coast League championship, beating Fresno 5-0 Saturday in Game 4 at AutoZone Park. It's the first time they've won back-to-back titles. Memphis scored all their runs on two homers by Randy Arozarena, I guess. Jake Woodford threw 7 1/3 shutout innings for the win. Memphis now heads to Columbus, Ohio. They'll play the Durham Bulls in the AAA National Championship game tomorrow night. And the Nashville Predators begin preseason play today with a doubleheader against the Panthers in Sunrise, Florida. The Predators will play three more games before they close out the preseason September 30th against the Hurricanes. So as we said, it was a busy schedule. Coming up on Tuesday, Josh Planos joins me. We'll talk about the week in college football and NFL football, preview some of the big games coming up this week. Wednesday, it's Ed Marlowe in for his usual visit as he comes in, talks about Racer sports in high school football. And then Thursday, it is our college football previews. We'll preview all the games in the OVC, tell you a little bit about the matchups, all that and more, and have the high school football schedule for you as well. So that's what we have for you. Four shows coming up this week on the Neil Bradley Show at 1340WNBS.com. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you Tuesday.
You have been listening to The Neil Bradley Show, or you have fast-forwarded to this point and skipped the show entirely. Tune in weekdays for The Neil Bradley Show on 1340WNBS.com or subscribe free by searching for The Neil Bradley Show on the iTunes podcast app. The Neil Bradley Show is a presentation of WNBS Sports in conjunction with Forever Communications.